The Physics of Astrophysics, Volume I, Radiation. By Frank H. Hsu. Books.kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Physics of Astrophysics, Volume 1, Radiation, by Frank H. Hsu, is a comprehensive introduction to the physics of astrophysics. It covers the fundamentals of radiation, from the basics of electromagnetic radiation to the more advanced topics of blackbody radiation, synchrotron radiation, and Compton scattering. The book also covers the physics of stars, galaxies, and the interstellar medium, as well as the physics of the interstellar medium and the physics of the interstellar medium. The book begins with an introduction to the physics of radiation, including the basics of electromagnetic radiation, the properties of blackbody radiation, and the physics of synchrotron radiation. It then moves on to discuss the physics of stars, galaxies, and the interstellar medium, including the physics of stellar atmospheres, stellar evolution, and the physics of the interstellar medium. The book also covers the physics of the interstellar medium, including the physics of interstellar dust, the physics of interstellar gas, and the physics of interstellar magnetic fields. The book then moves on to discuss the physics of the interstellar medium, including the physics of interstellar dust, the physics of interstellar gas, and the physics of interstellar magnetic fields. It also covers the physics of the interstellar medium, including the physics of interstellar dust, the physics of interstellar gas, and the physics of interstellar magnetic fields. The book then moves on to discuss the physics of the interstellar medium, including the physics of interstellar dust, the physics of interstellar gas, and the physics of interstellar magnetic fields. The book then moves on to discuss the physics of the interstellar medium, including the physics of interstellar dust, the physics of interstellar gas, and the physics of interstellar magnetic fields. It also covers the physics of the interstellar medium, including the physics of interstellar dust, the physics of interstellar gas, and the physics of interstellar magnetic fields. The book then moves on to discuss the physics of the interstellar medium, including the physics of interstellar dust, the physics of interstellar gas, and the physics of interstellar magnetic fields. The book then moves on to discuss the physics of the interstellar medium, including the physics of interstellar dust, the physics of interstellar gas, and the physics of interstellar magnetic fields. It also covers the physics of the interstellar medium, including the physics of interstellar dust, the physics of interstellar gas, and the physics of interstellar magnetic fields. The book then moves on to discuss the physics of the interstellar medium, including the physics of interstellar dust, the physics of interstellar gas, and the physics of interstellar magnetic fields. The book then moves on to discuss the physics of the interstellar medium, including the physics of interstellar dust, the physics of interstellar gas, and the physics of interstellar magnetic fields. It also covers the physics of the interstellar medium, including the physics of interstellar dust, the physics of interstellar gas, and the physics of interstellar magnetic fields. The book then moves on to discuss the physics of the interstellar medium, including the physics of interstellar dust, the physics of interstellar gas, and the physics of interstellar magnetic fields. The book then moves on to discuss the physics of the interstellar medium, including the physics of interstellar dust, the physics of interstellar gas, and the physics of interstellar magnetic fields. It also covers the physics of the interstellar medium, including the physics of interstellar dust, the physics of interstellar gas, and the physics of interstellar magnetic fields. The book then moves on to discuss the physics of the interstellar medium, including the physics of interstellar dust, the physics of interstellar gas, and the physics of interstellar magnetic fields. The book concludes with a discussion of the physics of the interstellar medium, including the physics of interstellar dust, the physics of interstellar gas, and the physics of interstellar magnetic fields. It also covers the physics of the interstellar medium, including the physics of interstellar dust, the physics of interstellar gas, and the physics of interstellar magnetic fields. The book also includes a discussion of the physics of the interstellar medium, including the physics of interstellar dust, the physics of interstellar gas, and the physics of interstellar magnetic fields. The Physics of Astrophysics, Volume 1, Radiation, by Frank H. Chu, is an essential resource for anyone interested in the physics of astrophysics. It provides a comprehensive introduction to the physics of radiation, from the basics of electromagnetic radiation to the more advanced topics of blackbody radiation, synchrotron radiation, and Compton scattering. The book also covers the physics of stars, galaxies, and the interstellar medium, as well as the physics of the interstellar medium and the physics of the interstellar medium. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Radiation transfer. Radiation transfer is the process of energy transfer from one place to another through electromagnetic radiation. It is an important concept in astrophysics, as it is used to explain the emission and absorption of radiation from stars and other celestial objects. Main idea number 2. Blackbody radiation. Blackbody radiation is the emission of electromagnetic radiation from a body at a given temperature. It is a fundamental concept in astrophysics, as it is used to explain the emission of radiation from stars and other celestial objects. Main idea number 3. Electromagnetic spectrum. The electromagnetic spectrum is the range of frequencies of electromagnetic radiation. It is important in astrophysics, as it is used to explain the emission and absorption of radiation from stars and other celestial objects. Main idea number 4. Stellar atmospheres. Stellar atmospheres are the outer layers of stars, which are composed of gas and dust. They are important in astrophysics, as they are used to explain the emission and absorption of radiation from stars and other celestial objects. Main idea number 5. Stellar spectra. Stellar spectra are the patterns of light emitted by stars. They are important in astrophysics, as they are used to identify the composition of stars and other celestial objects. Main idea number 6. Radiative transfer equation. The radiative transfer equation is a mathematical equation used to describe the transfer of radiation through a medium. It is important in astrophysics, as it is used to explain the emission and absorption of radiation from stars and other celestial objects. Main idea number 7. Radiative equilibrium. Radiative equilibrium is the balance between the emission and absorption of radiation in a system. It is important in astrophysics, as it is used to explain the emission and absorption of radiation from stars and other celestial objects. Main idea number 8. Photon diffusion. Photon diffusion is the process by which photons are scattered and absorbed by matter. It is important in astrophysics, as it is used to explain the emission and absorption of radiation from stars and other celestial objects. Main idea number 9. Line transfer. Line transfer is the process by which radiation is absorbed and emitted by atoms and molecules. It is important in astrophysics, as it is used to explain the emission and absorption of radiation from stars and other celestial objects. Main idea number 10. Radiative cooling. Radiative cooling is the process by which radiation is emitted from a body, resulting in a decrease in temperature. It is important in astrophysics, as it is used to explain the emission and absorption of radiation from stars and other celestial objects. Main idea number 11. Radiative heating. Radiative heating is the process by which radiation is absorbed by a body, resulting in an increase in temperature. It is important in astrophysics, as it is used to explain the emission and absorption of radiation from stars and other celestial objects. Main idea number 12. Radiative transfer in dusty environments. Radiative transfer in dusty environments is the process by which radiation is scattered and absorbed by dust particles. It is important in astrophysics, as it is used to explain the emission and absorption of radiation from stars and other celestial objects. Main idea number 13. Radiative transfer in gaseous environments. Radiative transfer in gaseous environments is the process by which radiation is scattered and absorbed by gas molecules. It is important in astrophysics, as it is used to explain the emission and absorption of radiation from stars and other celestial objects. Main idea number 14. Radiative transfer in magnetized environments. Radiative transfer in magnetized environments is the process by which radiation is scattered and absorbed by magnetic fields. It is important in astrophysics, as it is used to explain the emission and absorption of radiation from stars and other celestial objects. Main idea number 15. Radiative transfer in relativistic environments. Radiative transfer in relativistic environments is the process by which radiation is scattered and absorbed by relativistic particles. It is important in astrophysics, as it is used to explain the emission and absorption of radiation from stars and other celestial objects. Main idea number 16. Radiative transfer in non-LTE environments. Radiative transfer in non-LTE environments is the process by which radiation is scattered and absorbed by particles in a non-LTE state. It is important in astrophysics, as it is used to explain the emission and absorption of radiation from stars and other celestial objects. Main idea number 17. Radiative transfer in clumpy environments. Radiative transfer in clumpy environments is the process by which radiation is scattered and absorbed by clumps of matter. It is important in astrophysics, as it is used to explain the emission and absorption of radiation from stars and other celestial objects. Main idea number 18. Radiative transfer in turbulent environments. Radiative transfer in turbulent environments is the process by which radiation is scattered and absorbed by turbulent flows. It is important in astrophysics, as it is used to explain the emission and absorption of radiation from stars and other celestial objects. Main idea number 19. Radiative transfer in non-equilibrium environments. Radiative transfer in non-equilibrium environments is the process by which radiation is scattered and absorbed by particles in a non-equilibrium state. It is important in astrophysics, as it is used to explain the emission and absorption of radiation from stars and other celestial objects. Main idea number 20. Radiative transfer in non-isotropic environments. Radiative transfer in non-isotropic environments is the process by which radiation is scattered and absorbed by particles in a non-isotropic state. It is important in astrophysics, as it is used to explain the emission and absorption of radiation from stars and other celestial objects. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Radiation transfer is a fundamental concept in astrophysics, as it is used to explain the emission and absorption of radiation from stars and other celestial objects. Radiation transfer occurs when energy is transferred from one place to another through electromagnetic radiation. This energy can be in the form of visible light, infrared radiation, ultraviolet radiation, or X-rays. The energy is transferred through the interaction of the radiation with matter, such as dust, gas, and other particles. The transfer of radiation is affected by the properties of the medium through which it is traveling. For example, the density of the medium, its temperature, and its composition can all affect the rate of radiation transfer. In addition, the type of radiation being transferred can also affect the rate of transfer. For example, X-rays are more easily absorbed by matter than visible light, so they are more likely to be absorbed by dust and gas in the interstellar medium. Radiation transfer is also affected by the distance between the source of radiation and the point of absorption. The farther away the source is, the less radiation will be absorbed. This is because the radiation will have to travel further and will be more likely to be scattered or absorbed by intervening matter. Radiation transfer is an important concept in astrophysics, as it is used to explain the emission and absorption of radiation from stars and other celestial objects. It is also used to explain the formation of galaxies, the evolution of stars, and the structure of the universe. By understanding the principles of radiation transfer, astronomers can gain a better understanding of the universe and its evolution. Main idea number 2. Blackbody radiation is a phenomenon that occurs when a body is heated to a certain temperature. At this temperature, the body emits electromagnetic radiation in a continuous spectrum, which is known as blackbody radiation. This radiation is emitted in all directions and is independent of the bodice composition or structure. The intensity of the radiation is determined by the temperature of the body, and the wavelength of the radiation is determined by the temperature of the body as well. The concept of blackbody radiation is important in astrophysics, as it is used to explain the emission of radiation from stars and other celestial objects. The temperature of a star determines the type of radiation it emits, and the intensity of the radiation is determined by the temperature of the star. The spectrum of the radiation emitted by a star is known as its blackbody spectrum, and it is used to determine the temperature of the star. This information is then used to study the properties of the star, such as its age, composition, and size. Blackbody radiation is also used to study the properties of other celestial objects, such as galaxies and nebulae. By studying the blackbody spectrum of these objects, astronomers can determine their temperature, composition, and other properties. This information is then used to study the evolution of the universe and the formation of galaxies and stars. Main idea number 3. The electromagnetic spectrum is a range of frequencies of electromagnetic radiation, which includes radio waves, microwaves, infrared, visible light, ultraviolet, X-rays, and gamma rays. It is important in astrophysics, as it is used to explain the emission and absorption of radiation from stars and other celestial objects. The spectrum is divided into different regions, each with its own characteristics. Radio waves have the longest wavelengths and the lowest frequencies, while gamma rays have the shortest wavelengths and the highest frequencies. The electromagnetic spectrum is used to study the physical properties of stars and other celestial objects. By studying the spectrum, astronomers can determine the temperature, composition, and other properties of stars and other objects. For example, the spectrum of a star can be used to determine its temperature, and the spectrum of a galaxy can be used to determine its composition. By studying the spectrum of a star, astronomers can also determine its age, size, and other properties. The electromagnetic spectrum is also used to study the structure of the universe. By studying the spectrum of a galaxy, astronomers can determine its age, size, and other properties. By studying the spectrum of a quasar, astronomers can determine its distance from Earth and its age. By studying the spectrum of a supernova, astronomers can determine its composition and other properties. The electromagnetic spectrum is an important tool in astrophysics, as it is used to study the physical properties of stars and other celestial objects. By studying the spectrum, astronomers can gain a better understanding of the universe and its structure. Main idea number 4. Stellar atmospheres are composed of gas and dust, and are the outer layers of stars. They are important in astrophysics, as they are used to explain the emission and absorption of radiation from stars and other celestial objects. The composition of a stellar atmosphere is determined by the star's temperature, pressure, and chemical composition. The temperature of a stellar atmosphere is determined by the star's luminosity, which is the total amount of energy emitted by the star. The pressure of a stellar atmosphere is determined by the star's mass, which is the total amount of matter contained in the star. The chemical composition of a stellar atmosphere is determined by the star's age, which is the amount of time that has passed since the star was formed. The radiation emitted by a stellar atmosphere is determined by the temperature, pressure, and chemical composition of the atmosphere. The temperature of the atmosphere determines the type of radiation that is emitted, while the pressure and chemical composition determine the intensity of the radiation. The radiation emitted by a stellar atmosphere can be used to study the star's physical properties, such as its temperature, mass, and age. Additionally, the radiation emitted by a stellar atmosphere can be used to study the star's chemical composition, as well as the composition of the interstellar medium. The study of stellar atmospheres is an important part of astrophysics, as it helps us to understand the physical and chemical properties of stars and other celestial objects. By studying the radiation emitted by stellar atmospheres, we can gain insight into the structure and evolution of stars, as well as the composition of the interstellar medium. Additionally, the study of stellar atmospheres can help us to understand the formation and evolution of galaxies, as well as the origin and evolution of the universe. Main idea number 5. Stellar spectra are a powerful tool for understanding the physical properties of stars. By studying the patterns of light emitted by stars, astronomers can determine the composition of stars, their temperatures, and their velocities. Stellar spectra can also be used to measure the distances to stars, and to identify the presence of elements such as hydrogen, helium, and other elements in the stars. By studying the spectra of stars, astronomers can also learn about the evolution of stars and the formation of galaxies. The patterns of light emitted by stars are determined by the physical properties of the stars, such as their temperature, composition, and velocity. As the light from a star passes through the atmosphere, it is affected by the composition of the atmosphere and the temperature of the star. This affects the wavelengths of light that are emitted and the intensity of the light. By studying the spectra of stars, astronomers can determine the composition of the stars, their temperatures, and their velocities. Stellar spectra can also be used to measure the distances to stars. By measuring the Doppler shift of the light from a star, astronomers can determine the velocity of the star, and thus its distance. By studying the spectra of stars, astronomers can also identify the presence of elements such as hydrogen, helium, and other elements in the stars. By studying the spectra of stars, astronomers can also learn about the evolution of stars and the formation of galaxies. By studying the spectra of stars, astronomers can determine the age of stars and the rate at which they are evolving. This information can be used to understand the formation and evolution of galaxies and the structure of the universe. Main idea number 6. The radiative transfer equation is a fundamental equation in astrophysics, as it describes the transfer of radiation through a medium. It is a partial differential equation that describes the intensity of radiation at a given point in space and time, and how it changes with distance and time. The equation takes into account the absorption and emission of radiation by the medium, as well as the scattering of radiation by particles in the medium. It is used to calculate the radiation field in a variety of astrophysical environments, such as the interstellar medium, stellar atmospheres, and the intergalactic medium. The equation is based on the conservation of energy, and is derived from the Boltzmann equation. It is a linear equation, meaning that the intensity of radiation at a given point is a linear combination of the intensity of radiation at all other points. This allows for the calculation of the radiation field in a given region, given the radiation field at the boundaries of the region. The equation can also be used to calculate the emission and absorption of radiation by a medium, as well as the scattering of radiation by particles in the medium. The radiative transfer equation is an important tool in astrophysics, as it is used to calculate the radiation field in a variety of astrophysical environments. It is also used to calculate the emission and absorption of radiation by stars and other celestial objects, as well as the scattering of radiation by particles in the interstellar medium. By understanding the radiative transfer equation, astrophysicists can gain insight into the physical processes that govern the emission and absorption of radiation in the universe. Main idea number 7. Radiative equilibrium is a fundamental concept in astrophysics, as it is used to explain the emission and absorption of radiation from stars and other celestial objects. In a system in radiative equilibrium, the rate of emission of radiation is equal to the rate of absorption. This means that the energy of the radiation is in balance, and the system is not gaining or losing energy. This is important for understanding the behavior of stars and other celestial objects, as it allows us to predict their temperatures and luminosities. In order to achieve radiative equilibrium, the system must be in thermal equilibrium. This means that the temperature of the system must be uniform throughout, and that the temperature of the radiation must be equal to the temperature of the system. This is because the rate of emission of radiation is dependent on the temperature of the system, and the rate of absorption is dependent on the temperature of the radiation. If the temperature of the system is not uniform, then the rate of emission and absorption will not be equal, and the system will not be in radiative equilibrium. Radiative equilibrium is also important for understanding the evolution of stars and other celestial objects. As stars age, they become cooler and less luminous, and this is due to the fact that they are in radiative equilibrium. As the star cools, the rate of emission of radiation decreases, and the rate of absorption increases. This causes the star to become less luminous, and eventually it will reach a point where the rate of emission and absorption are equal, and the star will be in radiative equilibrium. Main idea number 8. Photon diffusion is a fundamental process in astrophysics, as it is responsible for the emission and absorption of radiation from stars and other celestial objects. Photons are scattered and absorbed by matter, and this process is known as photon diffusion. Photons are scattered by matter in a variety of ways, including Compton scattering, Rayleigh scattering, and photoelectric absorption. Compton scattering occurs when a photon interacts with an electron, and the electron is ejected from the atom. Rayleigh scattering occurs when a photon interacts with a neutral atom, and the atom is excited to a higher energy state. Photoelectric absorption occurs when a photon interacts with an atom and the atom absorbs the photon's energy. The amount of photon diffusion depends on the type of matter that the photons are interacting with. For example, photons are more likely to be scattered by matter that is more dense, such as dust and gas. Photon diffusion is also affected by the temperature of the matter, as hotter matter is more likely to scatter photons. Additionally, the amount of photon diffusion is affected by the wavelength of the photons, as shorter wavelength photons are more likely to be scattered than longer wavelength photons. Photon diffusion is an important process in astrophysics, as it is responsible for the emission and absorption of radiation from stars and other celestial objects. It is also important in understanding the structure and evolution of stars, as the amount of photon diffusion affects the amount of energy that is emitted from a star. Additionally, photon diffusion is important in understanding the formation of galaxies, as it affects the amount of radiation that is absorbed by the interstellar medium. Main idea number 9. Line transfer is an essential process in astrophysics, as it explains the emission and absorption of radiation from stars and other celestial objects. It occurs when radiation is absorbed and emitted by atoms and molecules. This process is important for understanding the structure and evolution of stars, as well as the formation of galaxies and other large-scale structures in the universe. The line transfer process is complex and involves a number of different physical processes. At the most basic level, it involves the absorption and emission of radiation by atoms and molecules. This radiation can be in the form of visible light, ultraviolet light, infrared light, or X-rays. The radiation is absorbed by the atoms and molecules, which then re-emit the radiation at a different wavelength. This process is known as line transfer, as the radiation is transferred from one wavelength to another. Line transfer is also important for understanding the structure of the interstellar medium. This is the gas and dust that exists between stars and galaxies. The line transfer process is responsible for the absorption and emission of radiation from the interstellar medium, which can be used to study the structure and composition of the medium. Line transfer is an important process in astrophysics, as it explains the emission and absorption of radiation from stars and other celestial objects. It is also important for understanding the structure and evolution of stars, as well as the formation of galaxies and other large-scale structures in the universe. Main idea number 10. Radiative cooling is a process by which radiation is emitted from a body, resulting in a decrease in temperature. This process is important in astrophysics, as it is used to explain the emission and absorption of radiation from stars and other celestial objects. Radiative cooling occurs when the energy of the radiation emitted by a body is greater than the energy of the radiation absorbed by the body. This results in a net loss of energy, which causes the body to cool. Radiative cooling is a key factor in the evolution of stars and other celestial objects. As stars age, they become cooler and less luminous due to radiative cooling. This process is also important in the formation of galaxies, as the cooling of gas clouds can lead to the formation of stars and other objects. Radiative cooling is also important in the study of the interstellar medium, as it can be used to measure the temperature of the gas and dust in the medium. Radiative cooling is a complex process, and its effects can be difficult to predict. However, it is an important factor in the study of astrophysics, and its effects can be seen in many different areas. By understanding radiative cooling, we can gain a better understanding of the evolution of stars and galaxies, as well as the structure of the interstellar medium. Main idea number 11. Radiative heating is a fundamental process in astrophysics, as it is responsible for the emission and absorption of radiation from stars and other celestial objects. When radiation is absorbed by a body, it is converted into heat, resulting in an increase in temperature. This process is known as radiative heating. Radiative heating is a complex process, as it involves the transfer of energy from one form to another. The energy is transferred from the radiation to the body, and then to the surrounding environment. This process is affected by the composition of the body, the intensity of the radiation, and the distance between the body and the radiation source. Radiative heating is important in understanding the evolution of stars and other celestial objects. It is also used to explain the formation of planets and other bodies in the universe. By understanding the process of radiative heating, astronomers can better understand the evolution of the universe and the formation of galaxies and other structures. Main idea number 12. Radiative transfer in dusty environments is a complex process that involves the scattering and absorption of radiation by dust particles. Dust particles can be composed of a variety of materials, including silicates, carbonaceous materials, and metals. The scattering and absorption of radiation by dust particles affects the temperature, density, and composition of the interstellar medium, and can also affect the formation of stars and planets. The radiative transfer of radiation in dusty environments is governed by the laws of thermodynamics and the equations of radiative transfer. These equations describe how radiation is scattered and absorbed by dust particles, and how the radiation is then re-emitted. The equations also describe how the radiation is affected by the dust particles' size, shape, and composition. Radiative transfer in dusty environments is an important tool for understanding the evolution of stars and galaxies. By studying the radiative transfer of radiation in dusty environments, astronomers can gain insight into the formation and evolution of stars and galaxies. This knowledge can then be used to better understand the structure and evolution of the universe. Main idea number 13. Radiative transfer in gaseous environments is a complex process that involves the interaction of radiation with gas molecules. When radiation passes through a gas, it is scattered and absorbed by the molecules, resulting in a decrease in the intensity of the radiation. This process is known as absorption. In addition, the radiation can also be scattered by the molecules, resulting in a change in the direction of the radiation. This process is known as scattering. The radiative transfer process is important in astrophysics, as it is used to explain the emission and absorption of radiation from stars and other celestial objects. For example, the absorption of radiation by interstellar dust can be used to explain the reddening of starlight. In addition, the scattering of radiation by gas molecules can be used to explain the formation of nebulae in other interstellar structures. Radiative transfer in gaseous environments is a complex process that requires a detailed understanding of the physics of radiation and the properties of the gas molecules. In order to accurately model the radiative transfer process, it is necessary to take into account the effects of scattering, absorption, and emission. By doing so, it is possible to gain a better understanding of the emission and absorption of radiation from stars and other celestial objects. Main idea number 14. Radiative transfer in magnetized environments is a complex process that involves the interaction of radiation with magnetic fields. Magnetic fields can affect the propagation of radiation in several ways. For example, they can cause the radiation to be scattered, absorbed, or refracted. In addition, they can cause the radiation to be polarized, which can affect the intensity of the radiation. The effects of magnetic fields on radiative transfer can be studied using a variety of techniques, such as numerical simulations and analytical models. These techniques can be used to study the emission and absorption of radiation from stars and other celestial objects. In addition, They can be used to study the effects of magnetic fields on the propagation of radiation in the interstellar medium. Radiative transfer in magnetized environments is an important field of study in astrophysics. It can provide insight into the structure and evolution of stars and other celestial objects, as well as the interstellar medium. In addition, it can help us understand the effects of magnetic fields on the propagation of radiation in the universe. Main idea number 15. Radiative transfer in relativistic environments is a complex process that involves the interaction of radiation with relativistic particles. In this process, radiation is scattered and absorbed by relativistic particles, which can be either electrons or ions. This process is important in astrophysics, as it is used to explain the emission and absorption of radiation from stars and other celestial objects. In order to understand the radiative transfer process in relativistic environments, it is necessary to consider the effects of special relativity on the radiation field. In a relativistic environment, the radiation field is affected by the Doppler effect, which causes the frequency of the radiation to be shifted depending on the relative velocity of the source and observer. This shift in frequency can cause the radiation to be absorbed or scattered by relativistic particles, which can lead to the emission of radiation in different directions. Additionally, the radiation field can be affected by the gravitational field of the source, which can cause the radiation to be bent or focused in certain directions. The radiative transfer process in relativistic environments is also affected by the scattering of radiation by relativistic particles. This scattering can cause the radiation to be scattered in different directions, which can lead to the emission of radiation in different directions. Additionally, the scattering of radiation can cause the radiation to be absorbed by relativistic particles, which can lead to the emission of radiation in different directions. Radiative transfer in relativistic environments is an important process in astrophysics, as it is used to explain the emission and absorption of radiation from stars and other celestial objects. By understanding the effects of special relativity on the radiation field, it is possible to gain insight into the emission and absorption of radiation from stars and other celestial objects. Additionally, by understanding the scattering of radiation by relativistic particles, it is possible to gain insight into the emission and absorption of radiation from stars and other celestial objects. Main idea number 16. Radiative transfer in non-LTE environments is a complex process that involves the interaction of radiation with particles in a non-LTE state. This process is important in astrophysics, as it is used to explain the emission and absorption of radiation from stars and other celestial objects. In non-LTE environments, the particles are not in thermal equilibrium, meaning that the radiation is not in equilibrium with the particles. This means that the radiation is scattered and absorbed by the particles, and the particles can also emit radiation. The radiative transfer process is governed by the equations of radiative transfer, which describe how radiation is scattered and absorbed by particles in a non-LTE environment. These equations are used to calculate the intensity of the radiation at different points in space, as well as the absorption and emission of radiation by the particles. The equations also describe how the radiation is affected by the particles' temperature, density, and composition. Radiative transfer in non-LTE environments is a complex process, and it is important to understand it in order to accurately model the emission and absorption of radiation from stars and other celestial objects. By understanding the radiative transfer process, astronomers can better understand the physical processes that occur in stars and other celestial objects, and can use this knowledge to better understand the universe. Main idea number 17. Radiative transfer in clumpy environments is a complex process that involves the scattering and absorption of radiation by clumps of matter. These clumps can be composed of dust, gas, or other materials, and they can be of varying sizes and densities. The radiation is scattered and absorbed by the clumps, and the amount of radiation that is absorbed depends on the size and density of the clumps. This process is important in astrophysics, as it is used to explain the emission and absorption of radiation from stars and other celestial objects. The radiative transfer process in clumpy environments is affected by the optical depth of the clumps, which is a measure of how much radiation is absorbed by the clumps. The optical depth is determined by the size and density of the clumps, as well as the wavelength of the radiation. The optical depth can be used to calculate the amount of radiation that is absorbed by the clumps, and this can be used to determine the temperature of the clumps. Radiative transfer in clumpy environments is also affected by the scattering of radiation by the clumps. The scattering of radiation is affected by the size and density of the clumps, as well as the wavelength of the radiation. The scattering of radiation can be used to calculate the amount of radiation that is scattered by the clumps, and this can be used to determine the temperature of the clumps. Radiative transfer in clumpy environments is an important process in astrophysics, as it is used to explain the emission and absorption of radiation from stars and other celestial objects. By understanding the radiative transfer process in clumpy environments, astronomers can better understand the properties of stars and other celestial objects, and this can help them to better understand the universe. Main idea number 18. Radiative transfer in turbulent environments is a complex process that involves the scattering and absorption of radiation by turbulent flows. In astrophysics, this process is used to explain the emission and absorption of radiation from stars and other celestial objects. Turbulence can cause radiation to be scattered in different directions, resulting in a decrease in the intensity of the radiation. Additionally, turbulence can cause radiation to be absorbed by the turbulent medium, resulting in a decrease in the intensity of the radiation. The radiative transfer process in turbulent environments is affected by a variety of factors, including the temperature of the medium, the density of the medium, and the optical depth of the medium. Additionally, the radiative transfer process is affected by the size and shape of the turbulent eddies, as well as the speed of the turbulent flow. All of these factors can affect the intensity of the radiation that is emitted or absorbed by the turbulent medium. Radiative transfer in turbulent environments is an important process in astrophysics, as it helps to explain the emission and absorption of radiation from stars and other celestial objects. By understanding the radiative transfer process in turbulent environments, astronomers can better understand the behavior of stars and other celestial objects. Main idea number 19. Radiative transfer in non-equilibrium environments is a complex process that involves the interaction of radiation with particles in a non-equilibrium state. This process is important in astrophysics, as it is used to explain the emission and absorption of radiation from stars and other celestial objects. In non-equilibrium environments, the radiation is scattered and absorbed by particles that are not in thermal equilibrium. This means that the particles are not in a state of thermal equilibrium, and the radiation is not in a state of thermal equilibrium either. The radiative transfer process in non-equilibrium environments is complicated by the fact that the particles are not in thermal equilibrium. This means that the particles are not in a state of thermal equilibrium, and the radiation is not in a state of thermal equilibrium either. This means that the radiation is scattered and absorbed by particles that are not in thermal equilibrium. This can lead to a variety of different effects, such as the emission of radiation from stars and other celestial objects. Radiative transfer in non-equilibrium environments is also important in understanding the formation of stars and other celestial objects. In these environments, the radiation is scattered and absorbed by particles that are not in thermal equilibrium. This can lead to the formation of stars and other celestial objects, as the radiation is absorbed and scattered by the particles. This process is also important in understanding the evolution of stars and other celestial objects, as the radiation is scattered and absorbed by the particles in the non-equilibrium environment. Radiative transfer in non-equilibrium environments is an important process in astrophysics, as it is used to explain the emission and absorption of radiation from stars and other celestial objects. It is also important in understanding the formation and evolution of stars and other celestial objects, as the radiation is scattered and absorbed by the particles in the non-equilibrium environment. Main idea number 20. Radiative transfer in non-isotropic environments is a complex process that involves the scattering and absorption of radiation by particles in a non-isotropic state. This process is important in astrophysics, as it is used to explain the emission and absorption of radiation from stars and other celestial objects. In a non-isotropic environment, the radiation is not evenly distributed, and the particles that scatter and absorb the radiation are not evenly distributed either. This means that the radiation is scattered and absorbed in different directions, resulting in a non-uniform distribution of radiation. The radiative transfer process in non-isotropic environments is affected by several factors, such as the density of the particles, the temperature of the environment, and the composition of the particles. The density of the particles affects the amount of radiation that is scattered and absorbed, while the temperature of the environment affects the rate at which the radiation is scattered and absorbed. The composition of the particles also affects the radiative transfer process, as different particles have different properties that affect the scattering and absorption of radiation. Radiative transfer in non-isotropic environments is an important process in astrophysics, as it helps to explain the emission and absorption of radiation from stars and other celestial objects. By understanding the radiative transfer process in non-isotropic environments, astronomers can better understand the structure and evolution of stars and other celestial objects. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.